Hello and welcome to the I Thought So Too channel. Hello and welcome to my channel. My name is Chanel. I am 32 years old. I live in South Africa, Cape Town, if you've ever been here. Then I hope you had a good time. And I'm from here. I am an Afrikaans speaking, that's my first language, person, female, if you will. And that's something about me. I am so happy to kind of do this video. I've wanted to do it for a while, but I was a bit like scared, like, should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? What? I have a podcast that I started last year. That's on all the streaming platforms for podcasts, but not on YouTube. So I decided to now finally do the YouTube one, which is always a bit scary because you're like, it's something you need to be ready for, you know? It's not like, hey, let's just talk. That's just how I feel about it. I'm an overthinker. Hate that about myself. But anyway, here we are, right? Talking about everything. So I've decided to do this podcast because I really want to inspire somebody and to speak to y'all, you know, about life and how difficult it really can be. And I don't want to seem negative or only dwell on the negativity of life. But sometimes I feel like it does get the hang of you. You know, like this year specifically for me, since about probably December last year. Okay, wait, let's say end of November. It's been one hell of a ride and not a fun ride. It's been bumpy the whole time. Bumpy. So yeah. It's difficult, and sometimes you're like, what did I do to deserve this bump? Can I just have a straight road? But no, you can't. Bumpy. Always something new. Like last week, Thursday. Was it Thursday? No, I'm lying. It wasn't Tuesday. I was eating like corn. You know, like you get the corn that's like hard with like spice on. Eating the corn, I'm like, oh, my tooth broke. And I'm like, oh. So the back of my tooth broke. Luckily, it wasn't the front because that would have been weird. So I'm in a freaking panic because this tooth is actually a root canal tooth. And I'm like, oh, they're going to put on a crown. It's so expensive. I don't have money for that right now. You know, going in a whole thing, rant over it, Googling. I'm like, oh, it's going to happen. What am I going to do? I'm not going to have a tooth. What am I going to do? What am I going to look like? Anyway, I go, it's fine. They fill it up again, blah, blah, blah. I have to get a crown at some point. Then on, what day is it today? Is it Thursday? It's Thursday. Yesterday morning, I'm driving with my car and I'm like, ugh. And this light comes on and I'm like, oh my word. It says engine. What does it say? Engine power. I don't know. It's not, you know, the engine power or the engine isn't as strong as it should be. Now I'm like, oh, now the car is like kind of in limbo, driving super slow because my car has a turbo on it. And I'm like, this has to be what happened before. There was a hole in the turbo. They fixed it. Now there's another hole in the turbo. Now I can't drive my car. I'm just like, you know, sometimes it just happens that all these things just hit you at once. Not just that, family issues, relationship issues and life issues, struggles with yourself. And I'm like, really? Since November and now March, it's just really been horrible. I don't have anything good to say about it, other than the fact that I'm still alive. And I'm somewhat positive. I'm grateful for some things. And, you know, it's crazy how life is. And I wanted to then create this channel because I feel like there's a lot of people that's really confused in life. There's a lot of people who don't know they're confused, who think they might not be confused or don't even think about it. And there's some people who just know they are, but they're like, eh, no point in dwelling on that. Let's just move on and do something about it. Let's just move on to like kind of get rid of the idea that I'm confused. And then you get someone like me. And if you are like this, best of luck to you. Someone who is confused and can't deal with it and is trying to solve the mystery of confusion. Why am I confused? Why don't I know who I am? Why am I still 32 and lost in life? What is happening? Why? So yeah, it's tricky. Anyway, then I thought of making this because maybe there's someone out there that I can inspire, or someone who could even inspire me, by the way. And let's just talk like a community, because I think even though we have friends and we have family, we have husbands or wives or girlfriends or boyfriends or whatever we have, sometimes they just don't get it. We just don't get one another. You know, I'm an artist. I'm autistic. there's nothing else to say about that, really, that I'm autistic. So, which means my brain does not work in a typical business fashion. My brain doesn't work like just a normal teacher's brain. My brain doesn't work like someone who fixes cars brain. I have an emotional, sometimes overreactive, overthinking, very difficult, sometimes easy, always melodramatic kind of thinking. And people don't always get that, and people don't get my life and my decisions. And to be honest, neither do I most of the time. But here we are. And I am very much a Christian, not in a weird sense that I'll be like, tell you what to do and live your life the way it should. Not at all. I want to be the kind of Christian that people want to meet, especially younger people. Because Christians can be scary. Let's be honest. Some of them are like really scary. Sometimes I watch videos on my phone, like reels or whatever, and then people are in church and they preach to God and everything. And I'm like, no, not because what they're doing is wrong, but because it doesn't work for me. And it's that thing of like, sometimes we feel like with Christians, like they speak to you like they're really smart and they're like high above. And you just don't understand, or you can't comprehend what they're saying because it's so complicated, and you know, they just know more and they've just been there. And I was like, actually, it's a no from me. There's still a point where you want to be like, I want to speak to someone that's Christian, that just talks like a normal person. Nothing weird, nothing fancy, nothing like put on, you know. I can't deal with it. I'm just like, can we just have normal people? We are normal people with normal lives and normal problems. Sometimes also with like these things is I really like to watch Joyce Meyer. Yes, I do. I love her. She's funny. She's relatable in a lot of senses. But in a lot of senses, I don't relate to her at all. Because she's older, much older than me. I think she's like 80 or something. Maybe older. I don't know. So I can't relate to her on many levels because I'm 32. So it's like sometimes you miss that relatability. But you also miss someone that's going to speak to you like a person and not like speak to you like they are a god. And you need to learn how to be like that. And that is always the thing. That's why I don't like a church. I really struggle. Anyway, so you might be thinking, well, if you don't go to church, what kind of a Christian are you? I'm going to tell you, I'm the kind of Christian that I am. So take it or leave it, you know? My idea is not to be like anybody else. But the other day, I was actually at a cell group. What is a cell group? What is a cell group for people that don't know what the cell group is? It's like a church group, but like a small, you know, like a house group thingy. I don't know if everyone calls it a cell group, but okay, yeah, we call it a cell group. I was at the cell group, and it was my second time, and they were talking to this girl about stuff that she spoke about, and her mom and her dad or whatever, and they're like, they were praying for her, I think, and the guy looks at me, and he's like, I have a message for you from God, and I'm like, me? Am I the lucky winner? And he's like, yeah, and I was like, okay, well, I don't know if I want to hear it, but sure, I'm scared, but go, tell me, you know. Tell me, I'm so ready. And he says to me, like, this is the first time anyone has ever said to me, like, this is a message from God. You know, I speak to God on the daily. Love him. I've had my road with him since about 2015, I would say. And it's been ups and downs and more involved and less involved. But I've been really involved with him this past year. Like, hectically. The most I've ever been. Because I'm like, Jesus, show me the way. Anyway, and this guy's like, God is telling me, showing me that you are so creative. Like, you are just overly creative. And he said some other stuff. And he said to me, you will not fit in a church because you are not meant to be boxed in a box. You know, like boxed in to do this is the only way to do it. And I was like, I was kind of relieved because I always feel bad. As a Christian, you feel bad if you don't go to church because church is a thing. But you know, churches have come to a point where it's businesses and it's really a thing, but it's also very much a money thing and a business thing. And it could sometimes be cult-like. Sorry that I said that. It's just the way it is. And as a person that wants community or friends or husbands or whatever, you need to find the right church as well. It's not like you just go into a church and it's like, because everyone loves God here, it's the place to be. Sometimes it can be really awful, it can be really uncomfortable, and it can be really not what you want. You know, it doesn't meet your need like anything else in your life. You need to find the right thing. So I was very happy when he said that because I was like, oh, thank the Lord, because I felt really bad for not going to church. And what I'm trying to say is we are all different And God has made us different. He has not said, because you are a Christian, you need to do this, you need to do that. If you don't do this, you are not really a Christian. Prove to me by going to church that you are a Christian. And it's a difficult thing, because you're like, okay, but apparently I should do this, or I should do that to form part of this and that. And that's where people become discouraged, and they're like, I don't want to be a Christian, I don't want to be do this, I don't want to do that. Because why would I want to? I don't want to go to church, I don't like church, I don't want to go to small groups, I don't like that, I don't want to, you know, do whatever, because I don't like it, I feel like I have to do it, but I don't want to do it. And I think I've realized more and more that God allows you to be who you are, and you don't have to do anything, actually. You don't actually have to do anything. You have to just get to be in a relationship with Him and love Him and know that He loves you. And as easy as it sounds, it's really difficult. And sometimes it's like a frustrating job to love God, because God, you know, He's not just sitting at your house waiting for you when you get home. He's like, hey, what do you want to eat? What do you feel like eating? Oh, I made chicken and potatoes. And you're like, cool, let's chat. What are you doing the weekend, God? You know, He takes His time. He has His own time, which is something I struggle with, because He is so slow, in my opinion, compared to what I want. I'm like, give it to me. And He's like, no, I'm going to make you sweat, girl. So yeah, I think this channel is about this for me. Finding people and inspiring people, and people inspiring me, that gets that they do not have to be boxed in as anything to love God and become a Christian, or be a Christian, or think about it. You don't even have to be it yet. That's cool. But know that that whole box thing, and you have to do this, and people judge based on this and that, it's pathetic. Let it go. Don't even like worry about it. Just worry about you and your relationship, whether you have one or not, or you might be working on one with God. It's about Him. It's not about everything in the world that apparently adds to the fact that if you do believe in Him, this is what you have to, and not, you know, doesn't have to do whatever. You have a journey with God. He will work with you to remove what He needs to remove in time. It's not like that thing of, you know, the moment you are a Christian, you can't do this. Maybe you know that you shouldn't. But He's not going to be like, if you do this, it's over, man. We're breaking up. He doesn't do that. Also, I'm quite dramatic, and I like to talk in the American accent, even though I'm not American and I've never been there. So just so you know, it's not because I have like Tourette's. It's just because I'm like that. And yeah, that is what this is about for me. Feeling like there's community. Because also with Christians, they can be weird sometimes. Sometimes you go to a place where there's Christians, or like a group or whatever, and there's these Christians, and you get like Christians that are like, you know, they're like weird, man. And it scares you. You're like, I don't want to be like that. You know, they seem like they, you know, they've been Christian longer, and they seem kind of higher up, like higher Christian than you. You know what I mean? Like there's levels apparently or whatever. And there's not. You just feel like it. But you're like, I don't want to be that kind of, I don't want to be like you. Mm-mm. It's a bit much. And that's what I'm talking about. Having relatable people, having relatable Christians, and realizing that being a Christian doesn't mean your life is now just sorted out and everything's just la-di-da-di-da, flowers everywhere, chocolates falling from the sky, eating, not getting fat. If only. There's more to it. There's so much more. And your walk is not anyone else's place. Unless you allow them into that, that's cool, but your walk is with you and God. And that's something I can't stretch enough, because I feel like it's always this thing of like, you know, Christian people, love them, because obviously I'm one, opinions and saying you shouldn't do this and this and that, and I did this, people shouldn't do, it's like zip it. Talking to me as a person about God, no like funny words and, you know, being strange and like extra and being dramatic. Just being like a normal person in a normal world, trying to figure out what is happening. Who am I? And that's what this is about. Who are we? What took us to a place that we are like, why do I act like this? Why do I feel like this? Why am I this way? I think that's such an interesting thing to figure out why you are a specific way. I think it's super difficult. I've been trying forever. Here I am. So yeah, I really hope that if you are confused and if you are a bit like, what is this? What am I meant to do? Know that you are not alone. And yeah, I would like to pray for you. Dear God, thank you so much for the opportunity to have this platform to speak to people, even though I probably will never meet them. And I really pray for everyone listening to me and in the same situation or just in a situation with you where they feel confused about life and they don't know who they are, and they don't know where they fit in, and they don't know who they're supposed to be, that you will make us all feel at peace about it and know that you have our backs. And always remind us of the time. Our time is not your time. It's such a difficult thing to help us to have patience, to help us to not get frustrated with ourselves, and to help us to understand and to know that we deserve to take a break, calm down a bit. Everything isn't a rush in this life. We have so much to live for. We have so long to go. Having everything figured out at the moment right now will really just take away from the fact that we still have to live for how many years. So please just give us the patience, just give us the love, just give us the calmness that we need to know that you have got our back and that we can do anything through you and that you are always there and that the timing will always be right if we just keep believing in you. Keep everyone safe listening to this podcast and help them through their lives and just bless everybody. Amen. Thank you guys. I'll be back soon. And I hope you have a great weekend. Tomorrow is Friday, public holiday on our side. So it's going to be a long weekend. Hope you have a great weekend. And I'll speak to you soon.